Welcome back to NLL Weekly as we come to you from the South Side tonight. Still talking all things lacrosse. This is our second episode. We thank you for joining us. And now it's time for our NLL Weekly chat. And Troy Cordingly joins us on the Verizon Wireless Hotline. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Brian?
Doing well, my friend. What a game you had this past weekend.
Yeah, it was, we had some moments of brilliance and some moments of some lapses. And, you know, that's a game of lacrosse, game of momentum. And you know, it was two evenly matched teams that, were fighting tooth and nail. And we were fortunate to come up on the good side.
With a game like that, how can that kind of momentum and that kind of game take you and your team through the rest of the season?
Well, obviously, it's a confidence booster. It's a tough trip to make. Guys are working Friday, and they got to catch a plane Friday at 6 o'clock and fly all the way 5 hours away, and it's on the West Coast and that. But everybody has to do it. So we had to find a way, to grind it out and find a way to win, and we did that. And, that's a character builder as well, I thought we were okay, but I don't think we had the best of games, and we found a way to win, and as we know in this league, a win is a win, and it's important because it's such a tightly close league with every team playing.
Not only is a tight league, all good players, playing in this league, but you have to be up for every single game. You have to be up for every single week. You can't take any practices off, and you can't take any weeks off either, no matter what the record says and no matter what past history says.
You're exactly right. I think we learned that last year. Last year we were 8-2 at one point in the year, and we had a lot of confidence, and we were battling hard and doing things that were necessary to win, and all of a sudden we were on an 8-game losing streak, It's a big thing in this league with the parity, and you have to be committed and ready to go and work hard for 100% of the time, that's what makes this league so exciting.
With that 8-game losing streak that you guys went through last year, did it weigh on you guys' confidence toward the end of the season, and what lesson did you take from that to come into your success so far this season?
Last year we won some games earlier on in the year by a goal or two, and we had some real strong fourth quarters. The games that we lost, we lost by one or two and a couple in overtime, and didn't have strong fourth quarters. So we never ever lost team part of the game. Nobody was pointing fingers. Everybody was still grinding, and it was a tough thing to go through mentally. We had some strong games, and found ways to lose late in the game. It's a character builder, obviously. And the thing that I was impressed about last year was we went into the playoffs on an 8-game losing streak, and we did have a somewhat successful playoff season by, almost going to the finals within a goal of going to the finals and finding that groove back. So we talked about that earlier in the year, and like you said earlier, you have to be grinding and working hard and doing everything you possibly can every single time that you're together with your team.
And that's the biggest thing that players have learned and are continuing to learn, that you have to grind every single week. You guys were the only game on the schedule this past weekend. Now there's a full slate. With all the exposure that's coming to not just you guys but the NLL in general, how does this make you guys feel with all this exposure coming, and really getting you guys out there?
Well, I think the guys for me personally, I'm happy about it. I was one of the guys that was a pioneer in this league and started off a long time ago, making $100 a game playing in front of 17,000-18,000 people. So, you know, not everywhere was like that, but now that, you know, all the exposure that it's getting, and there's so much more to get, but, you know, these guys deserve it. I mean, these players put in time, you know, they're full-time workers, and they've got, you know, families and things like that, and you know, they're making a lot of sacrifices to make this league successful and you know, trying to play at top-notch levels and that. So, you know, it's important. The guys, the players have been doing their part. So, you know, we can continue to showcase the talent and showcase our league.
Troy Cordingley on the Verizon Wireless Hotline for our NLL Weekly Chat, and it's presented by Verizon Wireless along with the folks at the Cellular Connection of Michigan City. Distributors of Verizon Wireless products proud to help you connect, get connected to the best 4G LTE network. Troy Cordingley, thank you very much, my friend. Good luck to you this week.
Thanks, Brian. You have a good one.
We'll take a look at what's going on this week, and we'll wrap this up. This is the second episode of NLL Weekly, and you're hearing it on the Arena Sports Network and arenasportsnet.com.